So we thank the Lord for giving us Easter every day.
That's right.
Because it's the resurrection.
Yeah.
But we've been talking on patience now for a long time, and we're going to finish up today. We're going to read the scripture, and then I'm going to read you some quotes that we have not previously read. And everybody understands about patience now. Patience is long suffering. Patience is waiting. Patience is waiting on God, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is one of these different things. Steadfastness, constancy, endurance. In other words, in your Christian experience, patience should stabilize that up and down day that you have. Now, we're all going to have up and down days because we're human.
That's right.
But Brother Branham never said, he said, you know, just because there's a cloudy sky doesn't mean there's not a God.
Right.
Just because that you're being shined on and God's blessing you, that doesn't mean you're of God.
That's right.
He blesses. Look at all these people that are billionaires. I mean, that don't even believe in God. They just do it by their own understanding. So you and I, though, have got to see that this patience is not just man's patience. It's godly patience.
Right.
Patience to wait on God that He'd do all these promises that He said in the Bible. He's going to have to do them because you and I can't.
Right.
It's like Wednesday night. We can't change our body. There's nothing we can do to change our body. We were born in this pest house. We were born in this sin trap from mom and dad.
That's right.
Yeah.
Framework's going to stay there, but we're going to be changed. There's something going on in my body now that's taking me to the grave.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Things are breaking down.
That's right.
Now, that's not what God wanted.
That's right.
God wants us to stay young. He wants us that when one cell, I don't understand how when we get over there, because I can't understand a glorified body, that cells are not breaking down, because that's why we have heat. That's why the heat's in our body. Why we have 98.6 degrees in our body, because cells are breaking down. We are actually a little explosion going on. Right? Cells are exploding, making new ones, breaking off, making new cells. But over there, it's not going to be breaking downward. We're just going to stay the same.
Oh, yes.
We're just going to stay the same.
Right.
It's going to be this body glorified.
Right.
All right? This body changed in the atoms. I'm going to be changed in this. Okay? But we better have patience for it, because if we won't have patience for it, Paul ran his race. He had patience for his time, but Paul ran his race to a point, and then he said, a crown of life has been laid up for me. He knows that even Job said, in my flesh I'll see God. Well, now Job has been dead for thousands of years. But in his flesh, he's going to see God. God's going to bring up a resurrection that's going to, it'll baffle the scientists, that's for sure. Because the scientists won't know anything about it. There's nothing that, won't be no doctors in heaven or anything like that. It'll just be this body made new, like we were talking about Wednesday night. I hope everybody enjoyed that. It was something that I wanted to bring out, that was pressing on people's heart. People say, new body.
Yeah.
Well, it is going to be new because this one is old.
Right.
But it's going to be the same framework. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? And we're not going to throw this one away and get a new one like we sell a car and get a new car.
Right.
No, it's going to be the old car made new.
That's right.
Okay? All right, we're not going to throw this one away. This framework's going to be here. This is what I'm going to look like through the millennium in that 20-year-old body. All right? And actually what's inside of us, because of the born-again experience, is already made new.
That's right.
That's why we can say sitting in heavenly places. Now, this is not sitting in heavenly places.
That's right.
This is in dimension 1, 2, 3.
That's right.
Right?
Amen.
Life, light, matter.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth dimension is demons. We skip all through that junk. And our soul is actually living in the sixth dimension.
Right.
Everybody understand that?
That's right.
Because it's eternal.
Yes.
But it has come here. We don't have to go get it. It's come here to get us.
Right.
It's the vehicle to get us back
right.
to that new body.
Yeah.
This one made new.
Right.
The earth's not going to be destroyed in God creating the earth. Listen, God's finished creating.
Yeah.
Didn't the Bible say that He's finished?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's resting now. He's finished His creation. So whatever He's created is going to stay that way.
Uh-huh.
All right. So He's created the earth to be inhabited. That's what it's going to be. And we're going to be in flesh bodies inhabiting this earth. We're not going to be angels. We're going to be humans.
That's right.
Because that's what we are now. We're humans.
Right.
Right? We're not angelic beings. We're supernatural beings by the new birth, but we're not angelic beings.
Right.
We're not angels.
Right.
And angels are not going to have wings.
That's right.
They don't need them.
Right.
They don't. What do you need wings for?
That's right.
In a glorified body, Jesus didn't need wings to get out of here on the resurrection, did he? Or, you know, 50 days after that. No, he didn't need that. He just stepped over into another dimension, which is faster than this one. This body can't go through that wall because it's made of mom and daddy. But when this body's changed in the atoms and it gets faster than these first three dimensions, we're just going to go right through the wall.
Right. Because
Jesus proved that when he come through the wall and then he ate flesh. He ate fish, right? He ate fish, and it became part of him. It didn't go and hit the floor. And people laugh about that, but that's true. I mean, if you saw somebody walking through the wall, you'd think he's like Casper the Ghost, that he had no form, but the people were touching him.
Right.
He was solid as I'm solid. He was solid. He said, put your hand in my side. Well, that wound was still there. Put your hand in my side, touch me. I'm not a ghost, because they thought maybe he was a spook. And we would too if somebody come walking through the wall and stood right here. We'd wonder what kind of body that person had. So,
I was thinking of the people in the graves, I mean literally in cemeteries, their body's going to have to be glorified to come out of there.
Right.
So they can, you're not going to have any visible notice
that
people have risen, and
that's
the reason why.
That's why it's going to be a secret coming. This is a secret coming. There is not going to be a time when you can go out into the cemetery and see the graves opened up. Why do they need that? Don't need it.
Right.
They're just going to, because you know what? They're faster than what's holding them. Their body's going to become faster because their soul's going to come from another dimension here.
That's right.
So what's going to hinder them grabbing this thing, glorify it, and stand right here among us? And be changed, and then we'll be changed. The ones that are alive and remain, we're going to be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye while they're standing here. They're going to get their change first. But it's going to be because of the word that's here on the earth. And it's got to be on this earth, not the earth, the ball. Yeah. It's got to be fulfilled in this earth. All right? So, but we got to have patience. We got to have patience to wait for it. And I think, you know, the Lord lets us go on sometimes and lets us keep. Well, when, Lord? Well, when? 77, Lord, or 80, or
that's
86,
right.
Or 1988, or 2000, and people set dates. Well, when they do, what happens? You get discouraged. We don't, but most people that are, I say the mixed multitude, they get discouraged because it doesn't happen when they think it's going to happen. If it happened when we thought it was going to happen, it wouldn't be a secret.
That's right.
That's right.
I mean, it wouldn't be a secret. Because there's one thing for sure, if any man sets a day, specific day or time, he's wrong.
That's right.
I don't worry about them. I don't worry about them people. Actually, that one guy that made a prediction, he's already dead. So,
that's right.
You know, what are you going to do?
So, mine here is related probably
for
attention, but the graves will actually be empty.
Correct.
Empty, right? So, will people that have gone on before, will they wake up like in their casket? I know they don't have to break the ground and come out, but...
You know, I think really, because that's going to be just a travel park. What she's saying is are they going to wake up inside their casket? No, I think they're going to understand that when they get here that they're going to meet that body. Okay? I don't think they have to go down in there and get it, but now remember one thing's for sure. Let's take this by scripture. Jesus had to go back to his tomb to get his body. Now, he didn't have to roll that stone away either. That was a symbol for us. That was for us. That stone did not have to be rolled away for him to walk out of that tomb.
That's right.
He walked right through the wall, so them rocks, it didn't matter if it was 800 feet thick and weighed 10 billion pounds, he walked right through it. So that was a symbol that now there is an empty tomb and man can look into that tomb and see nothing. All right? But see, this one's not going to happen that way. The world can't go out there and say, look at all these empty tombs. See, that wouldn't be a secret catching away.
Right, exactly.
That wouldn't be a secret catching. They're going to walk out there and look. And even Brother Brown said, people are going to keep going to church and think they're getting saved.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So this great powerful thing is going to happen to the bride. It's going to be so secret, the neighbors are not even going to know about it.
Right.
They're just going to think you disappeared. Okay. Brother John.
Well, what a great God we have. Our grandpa said that even eaten by sharks or lions or pirates or whatever, you're still going to come.
I read that quote Wednesday night. Read that quote Wednesday night. Lions, they eat you over here and deposit you over there. What does that matter?
We're
going to bring them all back together.
When the righteous die, when they die, and they get new bodies, when do they go to right now?
Now, they don't get a new body. Not right now. No, they're waiting in glory. They've got a glorified theophany. So but it's not a glorified body. It's not flesh like us.
Where are they now?
They're in the sixth dimension.
Oh, that's where all...
Brother Brother Branham went to the sixth dimension and he saw all the people that was his converts.
Oh,
he hugged them, knew they were women because of the feel, of the form. And he had his hair back. Remember he said he reached up there and he said, I got my hair back, And then then they said, my precious brother. Well, they told him he had to go back, of course, obviously. But they couldn't come back. It's not time for them to come back yet. But they're in a glorified condition, but not a glorified body. Now remember, your glorified body is this body made new. Here we go back to the new part again. Jesus is in a glorified body. He's the only one that the Bible says has reached immortality. Now, immortality means you were once a mortal, and now you're immortal.
Right.
Okay?
That's right.
That's why it's immortality. That's why angels can't be mortals, and angels can't have immortality. They never was
right.
a mortal.
That's right.
But Jesus, the Bible says, became lower than the angels.
Right.
Came down lower than the angels to become us.
That's right.
That he could take us back above the angels. That's a sermon.
Yeah.
That's a sermon. And I'm just fresh too. I didn't get that. That was fresh. But what he come down here to get us because we can't go up. We couldn't go up because remember, like I said, we're planted in corruption. Corruption can't see that other dimension.
That's right.
Brother Radimus' body didn't even travel across into the sixth dimension. Remember, he looked back, and his body, his human body, was laying on the bed. That body didn't come with him. God just let him, being a prophet, being in the supernatural realm,
that's right.
God could allow that man to lay there, but be in this other dimension. But his human body was not in that dimension. Everybody understand that? Because what happens is, this is what's going to happen. I'm 54 years old. If I die today, I go into the sixth dimension. My body stays here. You plant it in the ground. That's what was. You plant it in corruption.
Mm-hmm.
But see, when it comes out, and I don't have enough faith to change this thing, or have enough word to change this thing, I go into another dimension and wait on somebody that has enough word and faith and revelation, because if it changes him...
Right.
It'll change me.
That's right.
Because we'll have a body likened to his glorious body. So Jesus is already immortal. He was already raised from the dead. He's already been mortal. Now he's immortal. And he's in the seventh dimension. Remember when Brother Brown went in the sixth dimension?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to finish patience again today.
Yeah.
We must have patience.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Patience, sure.
Are you okay?
This is
patience. But when Brother Brown went into the sixth dimension, he said, "Where's the Lord?" He said, he's higher, you can't see him now. Now this sixth dimension was eternal. This is the eternal thoughts of God. But Jesus wasn't there because he already picked up his human body.
Oh, that's right.
So he was in a human mortal form that was made immortal. These people left their mortal body and took their soul or their theophany into that next dimension, sixth dimension. And they're waiting. Because remember Brother Brown said, they said, well, we don't eat or drink here. We're waiting, in other words, we're waiting to get back into our right to be conditioned. You think, man, that would be a right to be conditioned. Because remember, he didn't want to go back into his body. But that's not their right to be conditioned. They weren't human beings in that dimension. They were supernatural souls. Supernatural spirits. Amen? Not humans. Now they had, remember what I said Wednesday night? You keep the framework. They kept that framework when they went there. Hope, he saw Hope, knew who she was, right? So she wasn't changed into somebody that looked different. Right. He knew who that was. And he had a reality that he knew who she was. Right?
Right.
That's right.
But remember, she hugged his neck and said, "My precious brother." She didn't acknowledge him as husband. Because in that dimension, she wasn't. But now remember, don't forget this key. Brother Brown had another dream. Mm-hmm. He had another dream. Where remember, he said that rewards were being given out. Mm-hmm. And he said, "They called my name."
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He said, "I felt something
right.
on this side.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt something on this side." And he said, "I looked and there was hope." And he said, "I looked and there was Mita." And he said, "Oh, I knew." And he said, "Mita knew that Hope was jealous. Jealous woman. Jealous of, you know, other people." But said there wasn't no jealousy. And he said, "We walked straight into eternity." There had something come about. When you come back and connect with your flesh, that spirit that you had here is going to be made new. And you're going to realize that you lived here. And I'll realize that my mother was my mother. But there'll be no other part of that. She'll be my sister over there. But we'll realize what happened down here. Because we're going to be back into a human body. The one we lived in. But changed. New. Made new.
It was so beautiful when you pointed out the picture that God took is not of us when we were 19, 20, we pierced ears and whatever. And to prove that, to me, it's the picture God saw of us over there at the end time. You know, our glorified body.
Yes. See, that's what he's looking at. That's what I want you to see Wednesday night. He's not looking
right.
at this.
Right.
He can't look. We sin every day.
That's right.
We're sinners saved by grace. And the most, even when we get to godliness, the most godly we can be, we're still in a fallen condition.
That's right.
So don't ever forget that. Because when we start elevating ourselves to a place, then you're right there with the devil.
Yeah.
Right. You need to realize one thing. It's an inward work.
Right. Yeah, I think what proves that is that vision that he had of the baby daughter that died. Mm-hmm. He yeah. saw her as a young woman, and yeah. he didn't recognize her. He didn't
yeah.
see her.
No.
But that's the picture God took of her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to bring that out Wednesday night, but I didn't want to confuse the younger ones a little bit more. But yeah, that's true. Remember, Sharon Rose was a 6-month-old baby
right.
when she died.
Uh-huh.
But when he had the dream about the wagon and all that, you know, uh-huh. said, "Well, Billy, where's Billy? Billy's over there." She was talking. She was a beautiful 18 to 20-year-old girl. Well, she was in her theophany. She was in her condition she should have been in had there not been a fall.
Uh-huh.
See, that's what we got to look at. We got to look at not the things that we see here on the earth. But we got to realize that there is a 20-year-old man or woman living in these old bodies. And it's wanting to get out. And only two things is going to release it, and that's death and the change. One of the two.
Right.
There's no other way around it. We're not going to go under it or over it. You're either going to die and wait for somebody to change your body. But you know what you got to have first? You got to have a new birth.
That's right.
You got to have that Genesis 1:26 man or woman in you when you die. Because if you don't,
that's right.
you don't get it.
Right.
You go to the fifth dimension. You go to the center dead. And you have to be raised up and have to give an account of what you did in this body.
Oh my!
Remember, the Bible says you were in Revelations 21. I think it says
right.
they were judged by their works.
Right.
Oh man, I don't want to be judged by my works.
Oh. Right.
I won't be judged by the works that Jesus did this morning 2,000 years ago.
That's right.
That's what I won't be judged by. I won't be judged by that. Now, if I'm judged by that, and I have the new birth, then, you know, I always say you got a free ticket. Well, you do have a free ticket, but the statue of perfect man still, you got to go through that. You got to show that you're a Christian.
Amen.
Not just say that you're a Christian. You got to show it. It's got to be an outward appearance of an inward work. All right, same thing with all these virtues. You got to show that you have godly patience.
Right.
Patience, just like God. Because you know what? God's waited for an eternity for us to get back to the right to be conditioned.
Right.
He's waited for an eternity for us to get back to the right to be conditioned.
Amen.
And he's so patient because he knew the plan. Remember, it was his plan. Wasn't ours. It was his plan. And to be real honest with you, you didn't have nothing, no way to get you here. But God knew what you was going to look like I said Wednesday night. And what a great God that took this one and met this one back in your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, grandmother.
Yeah.
And here you come all the way down that line.
That's right.
Because God put those genetics together because he saw you here. You've got to see foreknowledge. If you don't see foreknowledge, like somebody was talking about after service, if you don't see foreknowledge, then God did take a tube and say, this is the way it's going to be, and pull you through it. No, he looked down through time and saw what you would be and what you would look like. Because he's the one that had you in the mind first.
Amen.
And he can't change his mind.
That's right.
So not to change his mind, he bred this one to this one, this one to this one, this one to this one, to get your nature here.
Oh, yes. That's
true. And then he molded with that nature.
That's right.
Because remember, we're molded in his image, not him molded in our image. We were molded in his image. Before there was angels, he thought of us. So he had us already there. But God has an order. He created angels, cherubims, seraphims, angels to do this, angels to do that, an angel to watch over you. And absolutely, I believe you did get an angel when you were born. Because God saw you at a certain age, and you know what? He can't change his mind. But what we've got to do is not worry about this. Have patience that 20-year-old body is not going to come to us. That 20-year-old body is going to spring forth from us.
That's right.
Like the flowers, like the things you see now. Those flowers didn't come from somewhere and were... No, the flowers sprang up from the plant that they came from. That's why the springtime is the resurrection time. Because it was all dead. We were all dead in sin. We were dead in trespasses. We were dead to the world. We were born dead. We were born dead.
That's right.
What does the scripture say there? Few days and full of trouble. Life. Job said life is but a vapor. What if you live 80 years? That ain't even a blip on the timeline of life. Right? But what about all the people you've outlived that God's took on, that many things have happened to them, like Aaron was talking about that Wednesday night after the service. That's why I said we got to understand that it's not exactly has to be this same flesh that I'm standing in exactly, cell by cell.
Right.
Because what about the people that, like, take Noah, because he survived the flood and he died. But his body has already deteriorated, went back to chemicals. Those chemicals got in the water. An animal drank the water. It went into an animal's body. Or it went into the trees, then it went up into the vapor. So, you know, let's not try to wind ourselves into... That makes people crazy.
That's right.
It makes craziness to keep thinking back. Just know one thing for sure, that God's going to bring whatever he needs. You know, all they needed was one cell to get you here.
That's
true. That's all he needed. He needed one sperm cell to get you here. That's all he needed.
That's right.
So what does he need? He only needs one cell to get you back.
That's right.
Because he's a creator.
Right.
He puts a cell on cell. You didn't. Yeah. I didn't. The doctor didn't.
Right.
I saw a calf. I didn't help him, but we were down there in case they needed help, pulling a calf out of a cow. And that little calf, just within seconds, was breathing, looking around, mooing, and within about 10 minutes it was standing up. And you know what it did? It didn't go over there and start sucking on his mama's leg.
Right.
It knew exactly which end to go to. You understand what I'm saying? There's a nature. You see God in that, and boy, it just makes you sometimes want to cry.
Right.
That even nature shows God.
That's right. Amen.
And that's life. Mm-hmm. But what about the life he gave you, though? He gave you a life and a soul.
That's right.
He gave you a life and a soul.
That's right.
And that soul to him is more precious than any life that's on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you come from God, that's what I wanted to end on Wednesday, but I forgot. Maybe the Lord didn't want me to say it, but I'll say it now. If you come, if you realize you came from God, there's only one place you're going to go.
To him.
You're going to go back to God.
That's right.
Amen.
If you realize that you came from God,
right.
And you're a genetic makeup of the Almighty, there's only one thing for you to do. That's go back.
That's right.
Jesus said that.
See, that's what I mean. Jesus said the same thing. I go to my God and your God. My Father and your Father.
Yeah.
But then he said, I come from God.
Yeah.
And I go back to God.
That's right.
You know why? He was God.
That's right.
But see, we're not God that way.
No.
He's the big G.
Yeah.
We're the little G, though.
That's right.
The big G came to get the little G's.
That's right.
Because he wanted us to be him made manifest in another form. Mm-hmm. Called his children or his bride.
That's right.
Call it what you may. Children, bride, I don't care. I can call him daddy and husband at the same time. Doesn't matter. Because we're married to him. All of us. We're all feminist down here in the body of Christ. Okay? But let's not talk about patience anymore. I want to read one quote from these other notes I've been trying to get to for 3 weeks. No wonder Paul can stand in the face of death and say, "Oh death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory?" Sure, through tribulations he had learned the love of God. Suffering brings patience. Works tribulation to bring patience, of course. Now patience makes love and trust. And when that bull got within about 6 or 8 feet of me, he just threw his feet out and stopped. And he looked at me. He looked this way and that way. If you don't understand, that's when the bull was charging him, and love took over. You know what? He had to have a lot of patience. So let's read this last one. Everybody kind of okay with this? Well, with patience, we kind of went through it. But listen, this is going into godliness, which will be the next thing we talk about. Perfect takes godliness. You have to add to your faith. Hang on a minute, I'll make it bigger. Perfect takes godliness. You have to add to your faith godliness. See, you start off down here with virtue, then you go to knowledge, then you go to temperance, go to patience, now you're on godliness. Godliness, oh my, time's getting away, mine too. But you know what godliness meant. You sang the song, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus on earth. I long to be like him all through life's journey, from earth to glory. Only asked to be like him. That's godliness. When he was smite on one side of the face, he turned the other. When he was spoken rough to, he didn't speak. He didn't rile back. See, godly, always looking for one thing. I always do that which pleases the Father. See, yes, sir, always. That's godliness, see. After you've done come from here to here to here to here, I think he's pointing up to the pyramid. Now you're coming into the full stature now of a son of God. But you got to have this plus all this. You can't even start until you get this. And I believe he was pointing at faith. All right. Don't forget, but you got to have this, plus all this. You can't even start until you get this. Now remember the blackbird with the peacock feathers. Don't forget him. See, don't try to add it till you're actually born again, because it won't work, and you can't make it work. It'll come to this or this here. It'll crumble somewhere. But when you get down here, a genuine born again dove, then you don't add nothing. It adds to you. See, comes on up. All right, coming into perfection now. Alright, so next Sunday, Lord willing, we'll start talking about godliness. Thanks for your patience. Now, if the crowd is full upstairs, then some of you sisters can come down here. We're going to turn the live streaming on. Some of you sisters that are going to help with the food and all, you need to actually stay down here. And that way you'll know when the service is over and you can start preparing the food. So if you want to do that, I'm going to unhook this, and Brother Bob is going to... in that beautiful baby there, what she pretty is. But he's going to set that up where you can watch down here. Okay? So Lord bless you.